check us out to hear the latest on life in the Volunteer State. Ivanka and her guests discuss everything from life, love, and business with a Tennessee flair.
It's a Tennessee thing!
Always relatable,
always relevant,
and always a good time. This is Talking Tennessee. And now your host, Ivanka.
Welcome back to Talking Tennessee with Ivanka. I am your host. And guess what? She's here.
I'm back in full effect. I mean, would it be a show if I wasn't on here?
Lord.
I'm just saying.
You know, I got to have a co-host. And Adrian is always, Lord Jesus.
I'm just here, honey.
She wears me out.
Who else would you talk to? I mean, we do
Anybody.
We do have guests. But I think it's just so well when mother and daughter get to have a conversation, you know.
Let's get into it. This week we're talking about bullying in the schools.
Because it is a lot going on.
Yes. I have went through a personal situation that I would like to disclose with my son. That there was a kid bullying my son and I had to step in, me and my husband, and go to the school about it. And I thought, you know what? This is something I need to talk about because some people, you know, with the COVID and everything's been going on, right. COVID, as they call it, the COVID.
Not COVID.
I think a lot of people haven't stopped to think about what these kids are going through because, you know, of course, yes, we're going through a lot as parents. Let me reposition myself in this chair. As parents, but you have to think about your children. And Jaden came home and was telling me about a kid, you know, saying really mean stuff to him or whatever. And at first, you know, I don't always jump to, you know, the first thing my kid says because, you know, kids a lot of times can work things out on their own.
Right.
But then there's a time that it can go too far and you have to step in. And that's what it happened with my little boy.
And let me just say that my mama, she handles it in such a nice way. Me, on the other hand, that might be a different story, but go ahead.
Yes, big sister is not having it.
No, she's not.
But I reached out to the principal and I said, hey, I've got some concerns. You know, James came home and said this. I don't know everything that's going on. And I'm not passing judgment either way. I just need you to investigate it for me. I need you to find out if Jaden is overacting and not understanding, you know, that this is normal, you know, kids playing, or is this, you know, aggressive and out of hand bullying? And turned out it was bullying. This kid just kept pushing, you know, the buttons with Jaden and saying different things, you know, that he felt like was going to trigger Jaden, down to saying things about his parents, saying things about his whole family, really. And then curse words came in and it was like, whoa.
Keep in mind, we're in middle school here. So
my son is seventh grade. And my son, you know, we're open and we talk a lot about things. And I just really, my son was troubled. His spirit was troubled. Jaden, I could tell that Jaden just was not the happy kid that I'm used to. You know, when he go to school, he go to school just, you know, I got to go to school. But he kind of, you know.
I think he was, for a minute, I think he was struggling with even just wanting to be at school.
Yes.
Because I guess not knowing what you may endure that day.
Correct.
You know?
And so this kid just kept on and on. And so there was an incident a week and a half ago that the kid, they were all the kids were out on the track, you know, doing what kids do, play, whatever, conversate, whatever. And the kid walks up to Jaden and he says something to Jaden. And, you know, at first Jaden thought, well, you know, it's just, you know
how boys do the back and forth thing.
So Jaden didn't take it, you know, real serious at first. And the kid just kept coming at him. And so Jaden, we've been teaching Jaden that when it gets to a point that the teasing or kidding or whatever gets too serious, walk away.
100%.
Walk away. And so Jaden turned around to walk away and this kid pushes Jaden down and scars up Jaden's whole elbow.
Let me fan.
In his elbow because he hit the concrete. And of course, you know, concrete cuts. It does. So it cut up his elbow and cut up his knee. And the nurse called me, and first she said Jaden had some scratches. And so I'm like, okay, you know, he's in TCAPS. I don't need him to leave school right now. He's got to get through TCAPS. And I'm like, Jaden, are you okay? And at first when Jaden was talking to me, he was okay. And then Jaden started crying. And I'm like, buddy, I need you to, you know, talk to me, speak your words, you know, what happened. So he starts telling me or whatever. And he tells, I said, what kid is it? And he tells me the kid. And I said, is this the same kid we've been talking about? And he said, yes, mommy. I keep telling you he's bullying me and I don't know what to do. I walked away and he still did this.
And I think he was getting, the reason why he started crying, not so much because he was like physically hurting.
He was frustrated.
He was frustrated. He didn't know what to do in that moment.
Yeah, and the kid humiliated him. The kid pushed him down in front of all the kids and totally humiliated in front of your peers. And if you can go back to when you were a kid, you know, when kids are around and they're joking or whatever, and then whoever gets the brunt of the joke, it's not fun. It's just not. It's just mean-spirited. And this kid is mean, okay? So he pushed Jaden down, and Jaden, so when Jaden got home, I looked at his arm, and I looked at his knee, and I'm like,
it was more than just
a few scratches. Wait a minute. The nurse said it was a few scratches. No, wait a minute. This ain't a few scratches. No matter, and I'm not downplaying a little bit of scratch. But when you have deep cuts in your elbow, no.
Yeah, this wasn't just like a little tap.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
It wasn't one of those situations.
When you got blood all over your shirt, Jaden had a white shirt on, Nike shirt, white with cobalt blue letters on it, and the whole shirt had blood all over it. And I'm like, no. No, this is serious. So I went to my husband about it, and I said, David, it's time. It's time for us to step in, you know, and get with the principal, you know, about this kid. This kid cannot keep bullying our kid. And the reason why I'm telling this story is because Jaden's not the only kid that goes through this. It could be your kid. Mm-hmm. You got to be present, and you got to listen. And I know, as parents, we're busy. I know that there's times that it's like you think your kids are overacting, but kids are not always overreacting.
They're not.
They're not always overreacting. And you have to find out, you know, where you truly are and where your kid is. And when you say you want to be a parent and have a child and all that kind of stuff, you have to be that parent. And, you know, I'm, you know, booked and busy every day, all day. But I'm never too booked and busy for my kid. And Jaden was in pain emotionally, mentally, you know, and socially.
And there's so many kids that actually do go through that. And there have been different times where we've seen suicides. We've seen, you know, shootings or kids bringing, you know, guns to school and stuff like
where
that.
Where do you think that
it
stuff
comes
starts
from?
It
that.
Starts from bullying and kids getting tired of being bullied.
And they don't
kids,
feel like they have another way
yes,
to solve it.
Yes. And so kids suffer in pain
they do.
Privately or they retaliate harshly. But it all starts from bullying. And so I'm sharing this to say to all parents, stop, hear your kids. Sit, if you can't take time out to call, send an email to the principal. Require an explanation of what's going on. Request them to go to the teachers and to the kids and ask around what happened. And
you
know,
can also do what my mama did and pop up at the school.
Oh, I did.
Because
the nurse told me, this is why I popped up. The nurse told me they were in TCAPS. I was like, okay. She said he had a few scratches. I was like, okay. I kind of felt bad after I really seen Jaden's arm. I'm like, I went off what the nurse said, and the nurse said a few scratches, and I sent him back to class to do his TCAPS, you know, and I'm looking at his arm, you know, when he gets home, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It was wild.
Yeah. And so the next, well, the nurse tells me that they're not going to deal with it today because they were doing TCAPs. I'm not one of these parents that overreact, so I was like, okay, do you know when they'll be dealing with this situation? Well, I don't know. Well, see, that don't work well with me. So I had a meeting the next morning, and so across town, and I told my husband. My husband was out working, and I said, David, can you meet me at the school, you know, if you get your appointment done? And David said, yes. So I called David, and David says, Yvonne, I'm not out of the appointment yet or whatever. Do you think I cared that I didn't get to go with my husband? So
she called me and said, I'm at the school.
I'm at the school.
And I was like, at the school.
So for single parents out there, you know, I know some single parents think, well, you know, I don't have a husband to go with me, whatever. Honey, my husband didn't go with me.
You just need a boy.
My husband didn't go with me, but I went to that school. I didn't go off. I did not flip out. I went up to the front desk. I asked for the principal. They told me that that she was in TCAPs. And I said, okay. I said, well, can you bring another principal? And they said, well, we don't know if we can bring some. I said, well, I'll sit here until I can talk to somebody. And I sat there pleasantly. I watched all the little kids come in and toot, 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 toot.
And she called me.
And I was in shock because I said to Adrian, Lord, these kids are very tall.
Let me clarify.
Let me tell you something. They must these be eating kids all their vegetables have because to these be. Kids are big.
They are big. They are tall. They're taller than me.
Yes. Yeah, they're bigger than me.
They are so tall.
You know what I'm saying?
And I was tall in middle school.
Honey, they came in and they was popping and I was like, woo, I'm seeing a lot.
You can tell this new age is very, very different.
What's the generation? What's this generation called?
Generation X. Mama's a Generation Z. I'm a millennial, and my brother is a Generation X.
Okay, well, Generation X, let me tell you something. They must eat their vegetables more than anybody.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
I'm just going to tell you.
No, I think they're Generation Z. I don't know. It's one of them.
Whichever one they are, let me just tell you, they ate more vegetables than my generation did. Because these kids is big, I'm telling you. They ate their carrots when they were supposed to eat them.
Mom was only 5'3", y'all, okay?
Yes.
So they're
good. I was 5'4", something happened, I don't know. Something happened. You know, the older you get, your dad goes, okay? You know.
No, I don't. Explain.
Your body parts get a little bigger and you lean over a little bit more to stabilize your back, you know. Okay, well, anyway.
Oh, that explains your height? What are we...
Bullying is what we're talking about today. I'm talking Tennessee with your marker. We're talking about bullying. We're not talking about what Adrian's talking about.
I was just asking.
Anyway, y'all. So, you know, so I went up to the school and I sat around and shout out to the principal that made the time to come talk to me.
To come talk to Miss Landis.
Honey, he came back in and he said, Miss Landis, I am so sorry. He said, I saw you sitting in the lobby. He said, but I know I'm not your principal, but I know this principal. The principal's, listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm so sorry. And he was like, was going in and out. And he said, I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, that's Miss Landis. Let me go over there and see what I can do to help her. Shout out to that principal. Okay. Shout out. But anyway, so he came over and I told him, he said, well, I heard about the incident, da 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 da. And he said, I want you to know that it's been handled. I said, well, I was kind of like really upset because the nurse told me that y'all wouldn't handle it the day it happened. And I was fine with that because I understand you're doing TCAPs. I said, but when they tell me they don't know when you're going to handle it, when it's my son,
can't be handled.
Yeah, but I'm like, I need to know. And shout out to the principal, Jane's principal. I'm not saying any names. Is a woman and she's very sweet. All the principals up there, they good. Okay, where my son goes to school. And so when I shoot them an email, they zoom it right back. And when I go up there, whatever, they gave me answers. And then James' son principal emailed me later that day and said, hey, I'm so sorry I missed you. I heard you popped in. And I explained to her, I'm sorry for popping in, but I was concerned about my child being bullied and being thrown to the ground. And that is a physical attack on a school grounds, and I'm not hearing what is going on and when is it going to be handled. So that's why I came unannounced.
Did you throw in about his sister? I'm just asking for the people.
I told Adrian we cannot go head-to-head WWE. We're not doing WWE.
Who can't?
I said to Adrian, we handle this in a professional way. That's what Landis's do. We do not do any physical harm.
God ain't taking away all my pity yet, so I ain't got that in me. But go ahead. I'm going to let you have that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to make a disclaimer. She is over here joking because there's no violence in here.
You know I'm not going to touch nobody's kid, but I listen.
She probably would say something like, leave my son.
I probably would. Jaden, that's my punka, okay? That's my little brother. I can say what I feel like saying if he gets on my last nerve some days. But y'all ain't going to mess with him. See, it's a difference. It's a difference, see? So if I saw it, I don't know what might come out of my mouth. I just don't know.
We don't do tit for tat.
No, we don't.
We're Landis's and we are about
respect. We conduct ourselves with the utmost professionalism and respect.
And we love all, even the little boy that bullied my son. His parents need to get him in under control, but we still love him at a distance, and he needs to stay away from my child. So
I can't say nothing?
No. So what I am saying to every parent, be present with your kids.
And I thank you for that.
We're joking around or whatever, but this part is serious. Be present with your kids. Listen to your kids. Be aware of what's going on at the schools. Be aware of how the principals and teachers handle things and what they allow your kid to go through, okay? These kids, I know some kids lie, okay? Well, probably all kids lie sometimes, but everything they say is not a lie. And so you have to make sure that your kids are not getting bullied, because there's bullies out here and these kids don't deserve that, everybody.
They don't.
So if I can say anything that I can help someone is be present with your kids. That's what it boils down to.
And it also helps them because I know when she went to the school, Jaden, my brother, did not know that she was there. So he did not find out, of course, till he got home.
I didn't even tell Jaden I was going to show up because I didn't want it to be a situation of Jaden going back to, my mom and dad's coming up here. They're going to get you. We don't do that.
But okay? I think whenever he did find out that she went to the school, just tell he was very happy. And anybody that knows my mama knows that she's going to ride for her kids all day long. Like, that's just how she's built, and that's what's going to happen. You mess with one of hers, Mama Bear's going to come out.
Yeah.
But I think for Jaden, it was like he was going through something, didn't really know how at that moment, how he should have handled it in that situation. Because it's when you're in the middle of a situation, it's hard to see what the best judgment is.
Correct.
But to have somebody that he knows, you know, your family's going to have your back.
Yes.
When you're doing the right thing,
yes,
your family's going to have your back.
Yes. And so that was the biggest thing. And let me end it this way. It didn't stop even there. The child got suspended. Child came back to school and still came after Jaden again. We've had to reach back out to the principal and say, this has not been corrected and I need you to correct it now.
Yeah.
I had patience before. I have none now. So follow up, guys. Even after you feel like it may be whatever, talk to your kid or whatever. I just talked to Jaden before we started taping this about the situation, how it got better. And they set both of them down today. And Jaden said, you know, Mom, my principal, so-and-so, she believes me now. She realizes that I'm, you know, really telling the truth. This kid just keeps coming at me. So follow up, you know, after, you know, the meetings and all that kind of stuff. And then talk to the kid and ask, is it getting better? That type thing.
A presence from a parent, guardian, whoever, makes a world of a difference.
And if the teachers and principals are not handling the business, go to the administration.
Yes.
Go to the administration.
Whoever you need to talk to.
Mine is Knox County. I would go Knox County Schools if it was not corrected. Trust that. So that's my biggest thing is Protect your kids. Don't allow your kids to be bullied. And tune in every Thursday to Talking Tennessee with Ivanka and Adrian, my co-host, because we are breaking down hot topics, life, love, marriage, Tennessee.
Everything you want to talk about.
Everything
we
in
got
Tennessee.
It.
And you know what? Real estate.
We got it. Because
we are the first family of real estate.
Because we always put families first.
Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Thanks for listening to Talkin' Tennessee with Ivanka. Watch out for our weekly episodes from the first family of real estate. And check us out on the web, www.YvankaSalesRealEstate.com. See our videos on Ivanka's YouTube channel or find us on Facebook under Ivanka Landes and Twitter at Ivanka Landes. And don't forget to tell a friend about us. Until next time, Ivanka signing off.